Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, we now bring you a discussion on Swachhata Sarvekshan 2024-25 Awards. The participants are Akshay Raut, former Director General, Swachh Bharat Mission, and Lalima Aneja Dang, anchor.
The Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs today organized the Swachh Sarvekshan Awards 2024-25 in Delhi, which were presented by the Honorable President of India, Srimati Draupadi Murmu. Our Honorable President, Srimati Draupadi Murmu, said,
"Waste is wealth. जिस चीज को सामान्यतया वेस्ट समझा जाता है वो वास्तव में मूल्यवान होते हैं। उस मूल्यों को जिन तरीके से उजागर किया जा सकता है उन पर अधिक से अधिक बल देना चाहिए। मुझे ये जानकर प्रसन्नता हो रही है कि लाखों महिला उद्यमी और अनेक महिला स्वयं सहायता समूह वेस्ट टू वेल्थ में जुड़े हैं तथा कुछ बहुत अच्छे उदाहरण प्रस्तुत किए।
Well, this was the world's largest such survey. Sri Rajmohan Gandhi, grandson of Mahatma Gandhi, once said that a country is known by the way it keeps its garbage. Well, for more on these awards, we are now joined by Mr. Akshay Raut, former DG Swachh Bharat Mission. Welcome to Akashvani, sir.
Thank you very much, Lalima. Thanks for this opportunity.
Great to have you once again, Mr. Raut. Well, this was the 9th edition of Swachh Sarvekshan 2024-25 Awards, and certainly a healthy competition is welcome. And a clean Bharat is necessary for a Vikasit Bharat 2047, which is our Honorable Prime Minister's vision. How significant are these awards and what difference has it made on the ground level?
Very significant, and as you very rightly said, that undeniably the Vikasit Bharat 2047 has to be a clean Bharat. And I think Prime Minister of India thought about it about 11 years back in 2014 when he launched, and he actually was the pioneer of this, both as an idea and a program and a mission for the country, Swachh Bharat Mission, which no one else, no head of state or head of government would think of doing something like this on the very first year of once taking over charge. But I think Prime Minister was spot on, because he thought Swachhata is necessary for dignity and security of women, and for the health of our children, the image of the country, and for the overall economic development, and even for employment. Mm-hmm. So he had these far-reaching ideas about the core concept of Swachhata, and he has always emphasized that it's an eternal practice or business for everyone in their everyday life and in the national life as a whole. And it just doesn't stop on one day. But to give us a perspective, the phase one, 2014 to 2019, was mostly focused on stopping open defecation. So we had about 120 million toilets by this time on the Swachh Bharat Mission, a staggering figure.
Yes.
And the usage of that people are actually using it as a change of their behavior, not going for open defecation. And India districts and the states declared themselves open defecation free in 2019. Now the phase two comes, in which we are approaching the close of phase two between 2019 to, say, 2026, when the phase two comes to a close. During this period, the focus has been on waste management, solid and liquid, particularly the municipal solid waste management. And it has not been easy at all. It is a very complex problem. And because as you start dismantling the big legacy dump sites on the borders of the cities, new piles of waste come up. And plastic has to go. Where is the substitution?
Yes.
Where is the use? Then there is all types of bio and e-waste. As we advance in technology, more and more iPads, more and more computers, more and more smartphones.
Hmm.
And the rejects become toxic electronic waste. Where do they go? And then particularly those things, 1.5 million tons of waste that we produce every day in India. And where does it go finally? Because do we have sufficient processing facility? Do you have sufficient transport facility? Do you make complete remediation of every waste that is around us? So there has to be a complete multidimensional work on this, and mostly in urban space, because waste is problem all around, but it's mostly on the cities and big cities also.
Hmm.
And as we can experience, just see a small thing, how it has not been happening, because the starting of waste management begins from the source. can be a home, it can be a shop, it can be an establishment, it can be an institution, it can be a shopping mall. But the waste has to be segregated at the starting point. Even that is typically known as organic, inorganic, or dry and wet waste. And hara nila bins, which have to be placed. There's a green and blue bin, so that the two types of waste. We are not talking about aspirational source segregation, which happens in cities like, say, Indore. Six bin segregation. God. Mm. We're not talking about that. We are talking basic.
Yes.
Even that's not happening. So it is a long haul. But coming back to your question, as we move in all directions to deal with this issue, by the way, I must say that this is source survection urban, which was the pioneer, which started in 2016. Mm. So that is why you mentioned that it is the ninth edition. But there is a source survection on the Grameen side, mm, which will also come up with its results. Some time has maybe on schedule. But basically, source survection is largely known in this country as an urban competition and recognition, as a measurement to know which are our cleanest cities. And that's why you saw the results. And this induces cities to compete between themselves and grow higher on the ladder of overall cleanliness.
Right. The awards actually have evolved, if I can say that. Let's see what our correspondent from Bhopal has to say on this.
Eight cities of Madhya Pradesh have received awards in various categories in Swachh Sarvekshan 2024. Indore city has become the cleanest city of the country for the eighth time in a row. It has got the first place among the cities of Super Swachh League. As soon as this news reached, there is a festive atmosphere in the Indore city and people are congratulating each other. Bhopal city has got second place among the cleanest cities. Apart from this, Ujjain, Budni, Devas, Shahganj, Jabalpur and Gwalior cities have received awards in various categories. Prashant Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
Mr. Rao, what makes these awards different from the previous ones? Of course, we launched the Swachh City Partnership Initiative, where the 78 top performing cities will adopt and mentor poor performing cities. We also had, as you just mentioned, kind of gave a hint that we're going to have a dump site remediation program as to what to do with the garbage dumps that we have. More, how would you elaborate on how these awards were different from the previous awards?
Fairly different. I think certain elements are the same, but they have introduced some imaginative new elements. What is the goal of Swachh Sarvekshan finally? Swachh Sarvekshan, the objective is to prod and induce cities towards performing better on the standards of cleanliness so that the overall, the total cleanliness, because we had open defecation free India already, total cleanliness or the garbage free cities, to use the words of the Prime Minister, they come to us sooner than later. Okay. In that, every time, every year, there was declaration of Swachh Shahars, like Indore, Surat. Indore all the time have been a Swachh Shahar, the topper among the Indian cities.
Yes.
And everyone knows that.
Absolutely.
Indore has developed a plan. Surat joined last year. Mm-hmm. In Navi Mumbai, etc., they are just behind them. Hmm. So now, this is in the top category. That is 1 million plus cities, 10 lakh and more population, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there are others also. It's not only one. These are known because these are big cities.
Mm-hmm.
But we have cities like, which are more than 3 lakh, but below 10 lakhs, like Noida, Chandigarh, Mysore, Ujjain, Gandhinagar, Guntur. We have also cities which are 50,000 and above, below 3 lakhs, like NDMC area, Tirupati, Ambikapur, Lonavala. Going down the ladder, we have even taken into account towns which are less than 20,000. But in all this, the tendency was, in the last few years, we have seen that some cities are holding on to the positions and other cities are not, like polar stars, and other cities are not able to come anywhere closer.
Mm-hmm.
So a new innovative approach has been taken up this time. What's that? That is creating a super club, like Super Swachh League cities. All these cities which were sort of monopolizing the top positions, they have been put into a golden club and allowed to compete between themselves and raise higher standards. And if they do not go up to those higher standards, they can be out of the club. In the meantime, from this year, the all other cities outside these superstars, they are competing in the normal five population categories. And in that, India is choosing which are its most clean cities. For example, this time in the topmost category of 1 million plus, Ahmedabad, Bhopal and Lucknow are the top Swachh Shahar. So they are the cleanest cities actually. Because
Right.
their club is separate. They have given it a name of Super Swachh League Cities. But the normal competition for rest of the cities has opened up in a way. So other cities got a chance to compete and come to top ranks like Ahmedabad, Bhopal, Lucknow in the topmost population category. And the next population category, Mira Bhandar, Bilaspur, Jamshedpur, etc., etc. That's the big difference. The second difference is which you mentioned already. Every successful clean city has been given the chance to handhold one of the weaklings. Like they have to teach and clean one another problem city or town. That's a big thing. All 78 have to handhold someone else and make sure that they also come on the ladder of cleanliness. So that is everything. And the other important thing is the promising cities, like promising Swachh Shahar, who are not doing greatly today, but the way they're working, the way they're progressing, it suggests that they are on the course of advancing into a complete cleanliness sooner than later. They have also been identified. Those are potential cities. They have been identified. So that is another one. And you just mentioned that from the 15th of August this year, there will be a one-year program to accelerated dump site remediation program. Dump sites, you and I have discussed now, the ugly mountains of garbage on the borders of some cities. So they will be completely remediated in a 1 year. There are already, I think, 1,000 have been remediated, but still about more than 1,000 still stay. So the plan is today's declaration was that they will be all done away and remediated within 1 year. So that's also a major thing if we can all understand out of what happened today.
Hyderabad correspondent said,
Hyderabad city has been ranked the sixth cleanest city among 4,500 cities across the country. The city has got the best ever ranking under the Swachh Sarvekshan rankings. The ranking was among 44 other cities in the million plus category. Reduce, reuse and recycle has been the Swachh mantra for Hyderabad for sustainable urban waste management, and it helped the city to achieve significant 7-star rating. The city improved from 5-star last year to 7-star this year. Hyderabad has also been recertified as a water plus city for the 4th consecutive year. The city secured a score of 100% in the criterion of door-to-door collection of waste, waste generation versus processing, remediation of dump sites, cleanliness of residential areas, cleanliness of market areas and water bodies, besides the public toilets. It scored lowest at 93% only in source segregation of waste. Lakshmi from Hyderabad.
We had mention of Secunderabad Cantonment and Jabalpur, Gorakhpur and GYMC Vishakhapatnam as best Sci-Fi Mitra Surakshit Shahar, right?
Yeah, Sci-Fi Mitra Surakshit Shahar is a recognition of the Sci-Fi Mitras, which is any city which has done the best. Sci-Fi Mitra means the humble sanitation worker, who is now the focus from the time Swachh Bharat Mission started. That's the human face of Swachh Bharat Mission, or even Swachh Sarvekshan for that matter. And the Prime Minister has always given utmost importance to their contribution. Don't forget, in 2019 in Mahakumbh, Prime Minister went to the extent of washing their feet.
Yes, I remember.
At the Kumbh,
yes.
In 2019. So these Sci-Fi Mitras, sanitation workers, they are at the forefront of India's Swachh Bharat movement.
Absolutely. And so, we need to be grateful to them.
That is why Sci-Fi Mitra Surakshit Shahar, best, when Gorakhpur has been declared, or GYMC, Jabalpur, Gorakhpur, they have been declared that way. That means they have done the best to look after the security, the life, the dignity and the protection and the life maintenance of well-being of all these sanitation workers.
Right.
So that's one category. That's a very human face of the whole Swachh Sarvekshan.
And this time the theme was reduce, reuse, recycle. And one can say that segregation is the core of a clean city. And India has taken a good initiative. We banned the single-use plastic in 2022. And we also, the same year, we extended the producer responsibility for plastic packaging. Well, Mr. Raut, much more can be discussed on this, but I'm afraid we are a little short of time. Thank you very much for all your views and reviews on this Sarvekshan. And we hope we can say that we've come a long way, but we still have another long way to go. And as you said, well, the next phase of the Sarvekshan may have villages involved in it. Thank you very much, Mr. Raut, for talking to Akashvani.
Absolutely, Alima. There will be Swachh Bharat, but all of us want it to be faster than what it is. So thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on Swachhata Sarvekshan 2024-25 awards. The participants were Akshay Raut, former Director General, Swachh Bharat Mission, and Lalima Aneja Dang, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on Air Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.